First and 10, Gardner-Webb. Tied with Western Carolina at 21. 4:24 to go in regulation from their own 20-yard line in the all-white uniforms. Kalen Whitlow has four wide, three to the near side right, tosses it to the right, caught by the running back Cagle, gets to the 30. He's hit there and driven backwards.
Cagle got to understand there, just keep going north and south. If you get four, you get four. You don't have to get 30 on that particular play. Got to do a better. Everything is not going to be a 60-yard touchdown.
They mark it at the 32. Two wide to the left, including the explosive Devron Harper in the slot. Two to the right, including the big tight end, A.J. Alexander. Kalen Whitlow out of a shotgun. Second down and eight from the 32. Four down linemen, two linebackers. The snap, short drop, throw to the right. Alexander, the catch at the 35, gets to the 38. Reaching forward, Coach McCray signaling first down, and they're going to mark it very close. It may be a first down.
And it is. That's a great job using the big tight end. Got big soft hands. The transfer started his career at Ohio State, matriculated to Millersville back up in Pennsylvania, or Slippery Rock back up in Pennsylvania, and then finds his way to Gardner-Webb as a graduate student.
Two left, one right, first and 10 from their own 40. The snap, handoff right, Cagle cutting back middle across the 40, gets to the 44-yard line, a pickup of four.
Just what we talked about, Dave. You get the first down. Then you can mix and match. You can run and throw because you don't have to be in a rush. It's not like you're down. This is a tie ball game. Just execute your offense. Set yourself up for a chance to win the game.
Second down and six from the 44. Ball on the far hash, driving left to right. Two wideouts left, two to the right. Whitlow, the grad transfer quarterback, takes the snap. Four-man rush, no pressure. Throw short, caught. Chuma Awana at the 45, pushes forward to the 47, maybe the 48. A big third down coming up.
Yeah, going to be a third and two, but Dave, guess what third and two means? I can run it, I can throw it, I can bootleg, I can do whatever I want on third and two. The playbook is open because it's a manageable third down.
Gathings left, two to the right. Shotgun Whitlow, third and two from the 48. 2.5 minutes to go. Handoff up the middle. It's Cagle, and he'll push the pile across the 50 into Western territory to the 48. First down running Bulldogs.
Yeah, and that's another big first down because now, even if you don't end up getting a first down, if you're forced to punt, chances are you're going to pin them very deep. The Catamounts, you'll pin them deep with not much time left on the clock.
Two wide each way. They mark it at the 47-yard line. The snap to Whitlow, wants to throw. He's got time, fires deep middle, and the pass is incomplete. That was not particularly close to Chuma Awana.
No, it was closer to the backside safety who nearly got across and picked that ball off. Again, I mentioned, got to be smart with the football. You don't have to be greedy here. Be smart, be efficient. Call some makeable throws, even if they're four-yard throws, because his defense doesn't want to give up a big play.
Clock stopped at 1:54 left, fourth quarter. Gardner-Webb and Western Carolina tied at 21. Each team at 1-3. Final non-conference tune-up for the Running Bulldogs. Two left, two right. Second down and 10 from the 47. Snap to Whitlow, starts to run, now dumps it off. Pass caught at the 41-yard line. That was thrown into traffic and hauled in by Awana. It's going to be third down and four.
Yeah, good job there by Awana. And this receiving group, they've been maligned most of the year for dropping passes. Done a pretty good job so far in this game. And that's another big one right there to get them in third and manageable.
One wide each way, four men in the backfield. Third down and four, turn and hand it to Cagle across the 40. Spins out of a tackle, he's got the first down to the 37-yard line. He was hit and he was gonna be short. He stayed on his feet.
Absolutely, that's a great job there by Cagle. And now this offense has to pick up the tempo. Not quite in field goal range for either kicker. So they're gonna have to pick up probably, Dave, I'd say, about another 15 yards. They're going to have to get down about the 20-yard line.
Gardner-Webb has made just one field goal all year. First and 10 from the Western 37. We have a minute two to play. Whitlow drops to pass, steps up moving right, hit as he throws and throws it into the bench.
It's a great job there by Whitlow. Don't lose yards. Get rid of the football. Line up to fight another down.
57 seconds to go. Gardner-Webb has two timeouts remaining. There was a lot of wind before the game, but there is not much right now. You would think if they got to the 20-yard line, a 37-yard kick, that would be about as deep as they want to try.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. And I think if you can get a 37-yarder, you got a chance in this ballgame.
Twins each way, second and 10 from the 37. Snap to Whitlow, throw short pass, caught. Awana at the 32, hit and knocked down immediately. 50 seconds to go. The clock is ticking.
I think if you're Gardner-Webb here, you might want to think about using a timeout to make sure you get what you want here on third down.
It's third down and 4 from the 31. 35 seconds to go in regulation. Whitlow is going to throw. Steps up, throws middle. Pass caught and dropped. Awana had it at the 24. And now what is Carroll McCray going to do with 29 seconds to go?
Brings up fourth down for Gardner-Webb.
It would be a 48-yard field goal. I just don't think that's realistic.
No, I don't. And I think what you may end up doing here is, I know Awana just dropped one, but he's 6'4". And you look at the matchup, see what you can find. Gathings on the other side at 6'4 as well. And you see who has a matchup. And maybe you go after Kent in a one-on-one and see if you can get a first down.
Timeout Western Carolina with 29 seconds to go.
Western Carolina.
We're tied at 21 late in the fourth quarter. We have seen some of the biggest plays of the game for Gardner-Webb come when they've used Devron Harper, whether they actually give him the ball or throw him the ball or fake him the ball. Can they do something with the electric freshman here?
I think they can, and here's why. If you use him coming in motion, they've got to dictate and declare if they're playing man or zone. And if you see that they're playing man, especially if you get a situation where you've got Gathings at 6'4", Turner at 6'4", Awana at 6'3", against Ronald Kent Jr. I realize Kent Jr. is probably their best defensive back. Kent Jr. is 5'10". They've got at least 5 inches on him. If you can throw a back shoulder one-on-one ball, again, 29 seconds left in the game, you take a shot. If one of your guys can pull it down for a first down, now you're just asking your kicker, where does he want to kick the ball from?
Seconds to go in regulation. Gardner-Webb and Western Carolina tied at 21. The ball is at the Western Carolina 31-yard line, outside of the range of both Kurt Everett and Austin McKay. Fourth down and 4. Both teams, 2 timeouts remaining. And Gardner-Webb will go for it.
Kurt Everett's long field goal of the year, just 32 yards. So you got to get some more yards here. And I think the best way to do it is you take an opportunity with maybe a back shoulder throw and use the size of these receivers and see if a guy can go up and make a play for you. Because the Catamounts are going to load the box. They're not going to let you run the football to pick up these 4 yards. Or maybe you do something with a bootleg and get Whitlow on the edge with an RPO situation. If you're going to do that, I think you fake the run to the left and bootleg back to the right side, so he's front side and he can see and make an accurate throw on the move.
2 wide each way. Harper and Gathings go to the left. That's the wide side of the field. Ball is at the near hash on the 31-yard line. Tied at 21 with 29 seconds to go. Fourth down and 4. Gardner-Webb from the Western 31. Snap back to Whitlow. Blitz comes, throws over the middle. Pass caught, I don't know. He's very close to the first down.
Oh, they're gonna spot that. The official coming in from the sideline of Western Carolina is right on the line, Dave. That's going to be very close.
It's the first catch of the game for redshirt junior James Ellis. It's a first down run of Bulldogs. I can't believe they didn't bring the chains out to measure.
That's wow. And Coach Spear wants a timeout. He's going to ask for a measurement.
Timeout sort of benefits Gardner-Webb too, though. They don't have to run up and spike it or run up and run a play. They can set their offense and think about it.
And he has to be challenging this or asking for a measurement, because otherwise he's out past the numbers. That's a penalty.
They've marked it at the 27-yard line along the far hash.
The field is a first down for Gardner-Webb. But this play will be under further review.
Is the tip of the ball on the 27, or is it just shy?
It looks, if it's shy, Dave, it is not by much. The official's standing over it, so from our vantage point, it's even harder to see. But it is, David, if this is short, I mean, this is going to be less than 6 inches, one way or the other.
They still haven't brought the chains out either. So the review is whether the spot is right or wrong, but it's not entirely clear whether it's right or wrong or stays the same. They never brought the chains out to look at it.
I agree.
26 seconds to go. They're showing the replay on the video board, and I mean, he's it looks like a pretty reasonable spot.
I don't see enough to change the spot.
The ruling on the field of a first down is confirmed. First down, Gardner-Webb.
They weren't going to be able to see anything. I mean, I
the clock will start on my signal.
So 26 seconds to go, tied at 21. You're at the 27-yard line. It's still a 44-yard field goal. Gardner-Webb needs to gain at least 7 or 8 yards, and ideally 10 or 20 yards.
I think they need at least 10 yards to feel comfortable kicking a field goal.
Bulldogs have two timeouts left from the far hash. Three left and one right. Snap to Whitlow. Steps up. There's a fade. Right corner of the end zone. A jump ball caught out of bounds. Incomplete. Gathings caught it inside the 5-yard line, but he was out of bounds.
And that's what we talked about. These big physical receivers, 6'4 on either side, you can take those shots because if you throw it near the sideline, either they're going to go up and get it at 6'4 or it's going out of bounds.
There's only 16 seconds left. You can still run the ball.
You can run the ball because you have two timeouts in your pocket. And I would almost take a chance running the ball towards the right and then give your kicker a situation where he's kicking in the middle and not from one of the wide hashes in college football.
Two left and two right. Second and 10, Gardner-Webb. The snap is fumbled. Whitlow falls back on it at the 30. 12 seconds to go. A timeout used by Gardner-Webb. So now you're back to looking at a 47-yard field goal, and that is out of the range of Everett or McKay. You got to have yardage here on third down to try a field goal, and there's only 12 seconds left. You got one play and a field goal try.
Well, I think you have to ask yourself, do you say, okay, I'm going to let it come down to the last play of the game with my kicker? Because if so, then you might run the ball to the right, get it in the middle of the field, and see if he's just got enough leg, or you take a shot with one of these big physical receivers, see can't they make a play for you, and if they do, then you're set up, you take a timeout, and you kick it from a hash.
The entire playbook is open. You can throw short, you can throw long, you can run the ball, you can bootleg, you can fake it. You've got any play in the book available, but 47 yards for a team that hasn't made a field goal more than 32 is asking a lot.
Well, I tell you what I think is most interesting in that timeout in the huddle, they called kicker Kurt Everett to the huddle and talked to him. So I think they're asking him, where does he want the football, what hash?
Whitlow from shotgun, trips right, one left, ball at the 30-yard line off the far hash. It's a running play. It's Cagle running right. He's got running room at the 25. He gets to the 20, near sideline. He's got a first down out of bounds at the 15-yard line. 5 seconds to go. Got to run out the kicking unit.
Yeah, now you go ahead and kick it. 5 seconds. Right hash, you got a right-footed kicker. All he's got to do is bend it through the uprights, and this is a very makeable kick.
They mark it at the 16-yard line. It's a 33-yard field goal attempt from the near hash mark.
He's hit a 32-yarder this year. That's his long of the season.
Everett, a redshirt sophomore from Medina, Ohio, out of a hold of Jack Pawlowski and timeout Western Carolina. Remember, Keegan Smith is the normal holder. He is mourning the tragic loss of his father back in Illinois, not yet back playing with the team. He's come back to Boiling Springs, very emotional. We saw him at the Wofford game, but Coach McCray has told us we will give him as much time as he needs, and he's not ready to be back on this football team yet. We're as a family supporting him, but he's not ready to step back on the field. That means the punter, Pawlowski, is the holder.
Yeah, and listen, you, losing a father is something that I couldn't imagine personally. That's got to be tough for Keegan. The one thing you look at here with Pawlowski as the holder is he's been doing it for a few weeks now. So he should be comfortable just doing his job, catching the snap, getting it down, and letting the kicker do his work. I expect Coach Spear to use his last timeout and try to ice the kicker one more time.
The snapper is Brandon Toms. The holder is Jack Pawlowski. And Kurt Everett from 33 yards. He's going to kick it after the whistles just to get a sample run at it. And that kick was perfect. They saw the timeout coming. They heard the whistle. But they snapped it, held it, and kicked it anyway. And it looked pretty good.
You go through the process. Make sure you're comfortable. Make sure the steps are right. All of those things. The difference here, and this is one of those differences in college football and the NFL. In the NFL, you can't call back-to-back timeouts. You can do that in college football. They ice the kicker, two timeouts, and a lot of coaches go back and forth on whether or not to use that last timeout. Make them think you're going to use it, but they don't use it. Maybe it gets in their head. Now, you know if you're Kurt Everett, they can't do anything to ice me. I just need to execute. It's all about snap, hold, kick, and let the chips fall where they may.
From the near hash mark to win the game, Kurt Everett on the field, kicking a field goal, tied at 21, 5 seconds to go. Snap back, hold down, kick up, it's got the distance, it is good, and Gardner Webb has won! The running Bulldogs shock Western Carolina, 24-21.
What a big-time kick for Kurt Everett, the redshirt sophomore out of Ohio. Big kick, big spot to try to give his team a win on the road in a tough place to play in Cullowhee, North Carolina. And they come on the road and steal one from the Catamounts with a big-time kick from the kicker, Kurt Everett.
It's the first non-conference road win for Gardner Webb since the opener in 2016 when they won at Elon.